This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
In one of those convenient coincidences, in this case, both the chapters, the Christian pagination of the Torah, and the Aliyot work out together. So all of chapter 2 is Shlishi, which is all about the way the camp is set up. And it's really a reflection, the second chapter, really a reflection of the first chapter, which discussed the enumeration of the various people. V'dibar Hashem Moshe v'el Aaron l'amor, beginning of Shlishi. Yishal diglo v'otot l'veita v'otam yechanu b'nei Yisrael. And it goes and describes exactly each group of, you know, the way it was structured was four sets of three, each around Diglo. And those people, like, what does Degel mean? What was a Degel? We're going to have like a big Degel march or whatever. So those who know Hebrew, it probably means like a military banner. Okay, a military banner. And if you read the Pasuk, those people who are like, are into these things, point out that if you think about what is a Shevet, like Shevet Yehudah, what's Shevet Yehudah?
That's that. There's, in tribe.
In tribe, right? It means tribe, but it probably comes from the word Shevet, which means staff, right? So staff and the grouping with the staff work out together. Mateh Yehudah, same thing. What's a Mateh? It means both the tribe or the grouping, and it means the rod that was used. So here too, if it's the military banner, it could also mean the grouping. So ish al diglo, everyone according to their unit, beotot, with a sign, which was probably the signs of each house, which Rashi and some of the Farshi point out, the colors match the banner for the whole group, leveda botam. And what you end up with going through this is after Perek Aleph, which deals with the counting of Am Yisrael. So you can hear in discussing the tribal division in a military encampment. Okay? So then I mentioned, I don't know if the sorry, I'm hearing upstairs, the Netziv beautifully at the very beginning, his introduction to Bereishit, by the way, the Netziv's introductions to all the Torah are so wonderful. They're just beautiful. And he describes, why is it that the Gonim called a Sefer Bamidbar, why did they call it Sefer HaPekudim? Pekudim means the count, the enumeration. So since there's so many stories, why did the Gonim pick, counting? The countings, the two census that happened in the Sefer. So he suggests that at the beginning of Bamidbar, there's one census. The end of Bamidbar, after the 40 years, is another census. Because there's a transformation. The two countings were critical. The beginning of the sojourn in the Midbar and the leaving of the Midbar. So there's a change, he argues, in Am Yisrael. And what's that change? From the like people who got freed, who were just like a ragtag group, all the way to people who are ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. That generation passes away. They're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So think about it for a second. We are here describing a military encampment. It didn't have to be that way. Because Baruch was leading Am Yisrael, what do we need a military encampment for? Like, why was it like, you know, four sides all defended with the center, which means the command post? Why is it a military encampment? I would suggest that the Netziv is suggesting of all Bamidbar that there's a transformation. Akadosh Baruch Hu brought us out of Mitzrayim through Nisim Niflod in a miraculous world. But that was never the end goal. The end goal was to live with God, totally expecting miracles. The end goal was to come to Eretz Yisrael and build Eretz Yisrael. And for that, you're going to need a military. For that, you're going to need a public works projects. For that, you're going to need an electric company, and you're going to need a water company, and you're going to need, you know, road builders, and you're going to have a stock market. Right? The beginning here of the encampment is military because it's a symbol that as you march towards Eretz Yisrael, you have to become a real people. And a real people require all those things. So the transformation from the Pekudim of the first chapter really starts here with getting ready to be a people who's responsible for itself and not totally reliant on Ribono Shel Olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to build Eretz Yisrael ultimately with the Shituf Pula, with the combination of Am Yisrael working together to rebuild a wonderful society. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.